Tonight is not about politics. It's about comedy and having fun. So who's here from out of state to get an abortion? Wow, all of you.
Unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, Al Franken. God help us. Well, welcome to Wednesday. It is the Chris Plant Show. Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant. And because this audience is so smart, this audience is so connected, this audience is so aware, you know what happened last night. We could have told you what was going to happen last night in Wyoming a month ago. And just that happened. Liz Cheney lost. It was a tidal wave. And so she's pretty much done, although there are a whole bunch of things we have to talk about with Liz Cheney when we get into it. There's some great clips from her, and I'm using air quotes early with my fingers, concession speech. And there are some interesting twists of the truth in that speech, which we will get to as well. Laura Ingraham exposed it last night, which was very funny, minutes after it happened, too. But at the opening of the program, the Chris Plant program today, with me, Mike Opelka, hosting while Chris is either in astronaut training or on a cruise ship in Alaska, which might be both, because I'm guessing parts of Alaska might look like the moon. Remember the stories that we didn't go to the moon, we went to Iceland? And that's where we pretended to be on the moon. Yeah. So I guess we could use the frozen Alaskan landscapes for moon landing training, etc. That's all a bunch of distraction. I'm very ADD this morning. But getting back to the opening clip that Michael Piercy played for us, it's a painful clip, and it's so bad. It is so awful that, Michael, I would love to hear it one more time. Al Franken, hosting for the vacationing Jimmy Kimmel.
Tonight is not about politics. It's about comedy and having fun. So who's here from out of state to get an abortion? Wow, all of you.
Just amazing to me. But this proves the old theory in show business, the Casey Kasem theory. Casey Kasem, God rest his countdown soul, was famous for mandating that he get to pick his guest hosts when he was on vacation. And Casey had a theory that you would pick someone who would make you look really good. Someone who's so awful that their presence in your place would make the audience, the usual audience, have pangs of withdrawal and want you to come back. What other reason could there be for having Al Franken in for you and telling abortion jokes in the monologue? Grisly. It's awful. It's gruesome. It's terrible. And I think it's also incumbent upon us to maybe play another clip from last night's awful Al Franken guest hosting on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Let's see, where do we want to go? Michael, just play any of them. They're all fabulously awful.
I really think that one of the most serious issues facing our country today is just how big a Ted Cruz is. Now, I've said it before, but I probably like Ted Cruz more than most of my colleagues like Ted Cruz, and I hate Ted Cruz.
Isn't he clever? Isn't he clever? Don't they miss him in the Senate? It's just amazing. And now I think that that Al Franken was likely referring to the hot water Ted Cruz got into this week with the left, which he does get into hot water with the left all the time. Because last Friday, there was an interview out. I think Politico had it out. Yeah, last Friday with Liz Cheney. No, not Liz Cheney. Elizabeth Warren. We'll get to Liz Cheney again. I've got Liz Cheney on the mind. Elizabeth Warren, who claimed that if she had, and this is her quote, if she had a penis, she'd be president today. Seriously. Elizabeth Warren claimed that if she had a penis, these are her words, she would be president. And Ted Cruz made the joke over the weekend, the same joke I've been making, is that, you know, she obviously could have gotten one. There are people out there who will do that for you. Plenty of them. And so Ted Cruz was getting some heat for that. And I don't know if that was the spark that triggered Al Franken. There's more bad Al Franken. We'll get to it. I just have to believe that Jimmy Kimmel has imposed the Casey Kasem rule, which obviously maybe Chris Plant has imposed too, asking me to be in again for him. But I'm here, and you're welcome to join the conversation at any time. 888-630-9625 is the number. So much to get to today. There is more news and analysis of the Liz Cheney loss, which should have surprised no one. Seriously. But there are questions that are rising from yesterday's loss and what happened afterwards and what's going to happen down the road, what Liz Cheney was hinting that is going to happen. And I have a question for all of you, and maybe you know the answer to this, but thinking about this, what is the difference between Liz Cheney and Lon Cheney? Talk about an old reference. But what's the difference between Liz Cheney and Lon Cheney? Well, one scares the hell out of people, rips them to pieces, and drinks their blood. And the other was a wonderful Hollywood actor. Just sharing that with you. There are results out of Alaska where they had the ranked choice primary and the ranked choice election, which I don't think the average voter, myself included, fully grasps the reason for this. It eliminates parties, but it forces you to put candidates in a certain order, and then the top three or four or two, depending on the state regulations, will then face off again in another ranked choice. And in that case, Lisa Murkowski made it through to the next round, as did the woman who has gotten the Donald Trump endorsement, whose name is difficult to pronounce, and I will butcher it later. And Sarah Palin also made it through on the House seat ranked choice election. So she finished second, actually. But they will all be up for another round of this. It's very confusing to people. I wonder why they do it. We're also a day away from the hearing tomorrow morning, right about this time when this show is originating. There will be a hearing to see if the affidavit that the DOJ brought to a court to get the search warrant for the raid on Donald Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, if that affidavit can be unsealed and released. Now, Donald Trump wants it out there. Donald Trump said, quote, "I have nothing to hide. I want it all out there, unredacted." But the DOJ is sweating and saying, "No, we can't do that. It'll compromise sources and other investigations underway." Well, maybe you guys ought to just stop after 7 years of investigating the president, after 7 years of going after Donald Trump. Maybe you guys ought to dial it back and actually do the work that you're supposed to be doing at the DOJ, actually going out there and working on some of the real problems we have in this country, and turn the FBI loose on some of the criminal gang elements that are tearing apart major cities in this country. We're looking at, again, banner years for homicides in Democrat-run cities and in a couple of Republican-run places, too, because crime is everywhere. It's rampant. So maybe. But, you know, the same judge who approved the warrant is going to rule on whether or not he will release the affidavit, make it public. So I don't really believe there's any hope this guy is going to let this happen. Why? Because Donald Trump wants it to be out there. And the DOJ is fighting it. We will see. There are also some very interesting moments happening halfway around the world as we have North Korea launching cruise missiles. We have to talk about that. The DCCC chairman has decided that they have a likability problem in the Democratic Party. Seriously? Now you're figuring that out? You have a likability problem? It also has something to do with the fact that you people are changing the language because you're full of Bravo Sierra. The whole Latinx, or as Chris likes to call it, Latinx, that was a failure. You changed the definition of recession. Now you're denying that inflation is in existence. Maybe it's people don't trust you. Stop worried about being liked and worry about doing the right thing. Maybe I shouldn't give them advice, but we'll talk about that. Biden did, in fact, sign the ironically named Inflation Reduction Act. We have to get into that. The signing ceremony was something special. It was very special. This bill, which was only supported by Democrats, only, and every Republican was in lockstep against it, which should tell you something. A, we're a divided nation, and B, this bill is not for everyone. It's just for Democrats. And there's a whole bunch of Democrat special deals inside this. Joe Manchin getting some of the biggest. But for Joe Biden to come out yesterday and say that this was a victory over special interests, I guess he didn't count Kyrsten Sinema and the deals that she made with her big donors, those big corporate donors. Maybe that's not in Joe's mind, but you know, there's room in there. Maybe he could get some of that in there. But we have time for Liz Cheney. We're going to break it down. There's some very interesting comments that Ms. Cheney made last night. There's some things that were made about, some comments made about Liz Cheney that we have to discuss. We absolutely have to discuss. Because she's hinting at what her future holds. And she's still obsessed with Donald Trump. I think there was an old song from the 80s. I'm never getting over you getting over me. Donald Trump doesn't really care, but she has him living rent-free in her head. It's absolutely spectacular. The Lincoln Project is now also talking about Liz Cheney's primary loss. The Lincoln Project, which I assume they will latch on to Liz Cheney because now she thinks of herself as Abraham Lincoln, as she said last night. Phones are open, as I said, 888-630-9625. Let's take one before we take a break. David in Mobile, Alabama, home of my favorite. I hope it's still there. Wenzel's Oyster House, is that still in Mobile, David?
Oh, yes, it's still surviving.
Thank God.
Can I ask you a quick question? This Cheney, what's worrying, and you know, I'm not worrying about the 40% that she lost by, but how in the hell did she get 29% of the vote from Republicans?
Pretty easy to answer. There were a whole bunch of people who actually did what she asked them to do. They switched parties. You can do that for the primary. Vote for a candidate that you normally would not vote for, and then switch your party affiliation afterwards. And they're tracking that number now. And it may not be all 29%, but it might be half of that. Because, you know, if Democrats really had belief in what they were all about, why didn't they unite and create a candidate that could defeat Liz Cheney or Harriet Hageman? Why not? They didn't.
Well, that's a good question. Well, what is Liz Cheney, you know, when Trump is reelected in 2024, So that just, Liz Cheney can't run for president because she didn't do what she said she was going to do. But there's another question that I would like that somebody to answer. And you might know it since you're pretty smart. Where are 87,000 IRS going to be working? And I'm
Florida.
And
they're all going to Florida and red states because this is going to be politicized just like the Mar-a-Lago raid, David. I've got more comments on that, but I have to take a break here. It is just the beginning of the end of Liz Cheney, who's not as much fun as Lon Chaney was. Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Welcome to Wednesday. Mike Opelka is my name in for Chris Plant. So much to get to today, and we open the show with just an absolute nightmare of a clip from Al Franken, the disgraced former senator, unfunny person who was guest hosting the Jimmy Kimmel Show. I should have been watching Greg Gutfeld, but I always scan Gutfeld in the early morning. I keep an eye on all the other network shows to see what stupidity they are pitching. And he told that awful joke about abortion. And I'm wondering if that triggered our listener in Georgia, Tammy, who's calling the program, the Chris Plant program today. Tammy, this isn't exactly breakfast chat or any other happy time chat, but you called with a very important topic.
Yeah. I was watching Levin TV Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Mark Levin described what a partial abortion, partial birth abortion is.
Yeah.
And it horrified me.
As it should, Tammy. Anyone who's a thinking, feeling human being who understands what that is, what that basically legalized murder of another human being is, should be horrified. And just hearing it would be terrifying.
It was. And I want to challenge those people who were laughing at that joke to watch. I mean, I heard the description and got emotional.
You can't help but get emotional if you have a heart and if you have a soul. So thank you for bringing that up. You're so right. Those people need to have a little education before they fight for their selfishness. It really is amazing to me. Thank you, Tammy. I appreciate you being there. We have a lot to get to today, and we will get to all of it, and you're welcome at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. It's Opelka in for Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
Who's here from out of state to get an abortion?
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
And welcome to Wednesday on the Chris Plant Show. Opelka, Mike Opelka, my name in for Chris Plant. He is vacationing and doing astronaut training this week. Not sure which one of those is true. We are trying to cover everything from the last 24 hours and then some things that we didn't quite get to. But we're also going to get, later in the show, we're going to get a preview of what we might expect in the courtroom with the argument over the affidavit. Kash Patel has just said, yes, he'll be joining us in the third hour of the show. So we'll get a chance to pick his brain and talk to him about that. So much going on yesterday. Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., the president, signing, coming back off vacation. He left his vacation where we still don't know if he's purchased those bathing suits that were so important that he couldn't talk to the press. We have no idea if he's actually purchased the bathing suits, but we know he doesn't like bathing suits. So hopefully we'll get the deal and the straight skinny on those. But yesterday, Joe Biden signed the bill, the big bill, that it was initially called the Inflation Reduction Act. We now know it's not. It's really not the Inflation Reduction Act, not even close to the Inflation Reduction Act. And I love the fact that the media is actually pressing Joe Manchin on this. Joe Manchin was the guy who made this happen. Manchin gets a huge chunk of the blame for this, and we'll see if he gets all of the candy that he believes is coming his way for the state of West Virginia. Because without it, I wonder if voters are going to appreciate that he's sold them down the road on so many different things, especially as it relates to the 87,000 IRS agents. 87,000 IRS. Well, you gotta admit, you're going to need a whole lot of people to go through 5 million rounds of ammunition that they've purchased recently. So 87,000 IRS agents. I speculated they're mostly going to be in red states to be doing audits because, you know, we're going to need a lot of money. But yesterday, Joe Manchin was asked about the Inflation Reduction Act and how soon can we expect it to take effect and start reducing the inflation? Because if it's the Inflation Reduction Act, it's really supposed to induce some sort of diminishing of inflation. So here's that little Q&A. And Manchin says the truth out loud. And then he catches himself.
Is it misleading to call this the Inflation Reduction Act for Americans when it's not going to make their grocery bill cheaper? It's not going to make everyday goods cheaper for them.
Why would it? Well, immediately it's not, but we never seen anything happen immediately. Like today, it's turn the switch on and off.
So he admits there's no switch to turn inflation off and on. And it's certainly not going to do that. But when this reporter asks him, how soon is it going to do that? How soon? Manchin reacts in response with, why would it? Seriously. And he says it twice. Why would it? You got to hear that.
Is it misleading to call this the Inflation Reduction Act for Americans when it's not going to make their grocery bill cheaper? It's not going to make everyday goods cheaper for them.
Why would it?
It's only called the Inflation Reduction Act. Oh, yeah. Why would it? And then he tries to correct himself. He catches himself, as so many do in these situations, as so many of these folks say, uh-oh, I said the truth out loud.
Well, immediately it's not, but we never seen anything happen immediately. Like today, it's turn the switch on and off.
Immediately. It's going to do nothing this year. And even the CBO and many groups, the 230 economists who wrote the letter to the House and the Senate ahead of time, saying don't do this, even they are saying it's not going to help into or the end of 2023. And after that, we don't even know. The biggest action to be taken on this is going to be weaponizing and turning loose the IRS to go after folks. And Joe Biden keeps saying not a penny that's going to affect people who make under $400,000, not a penny of that. It's going to affect. so many people. So many people. And there are people out there right now hurting. I know, yes, gasoline has come down. It's still well over a dollar more than it was when Joe Biden took office. Well over. $717 per month hitting every average American family. CNN's starting to, I guess, get a little truth injection. That happens when you lose so much of your audience that you start losing hundreds of millions of dollars in ad revenue. CNN is close to losing $1 billion over the past couple of years because of their lack of journalism. And one of Biden's financial advisors, Cecilia Rouse, was on yesterday talking with CNN and actually got confronted with a little bit of truth about the Inflation Reduction Act.
You passed a bill called the Fill Every Pothole Act. I mean, voters should expect you to fill every pothole. I mean, so should voters measure the success of this bill on how much you reduce inflation in the next couple of years?
I would say yes. Me, as just an American citizen facing an average of $717 increase price per month based on the current inflation that happened, the Bidenflation, which we should continue to call it. It's not Putin's price hike. It's Biden's price hike on everything, rent, food, gas, clothing, everything. But let's hear what Cecilia Rouse says. Should voters measure the success of this bill on how much you reduce inflation? Well, Cecilia, what say you, madam?
So this bill spins out over several years. And so the tax provisions, for example, some of the tax revenue will happen immediately.
Now, did you catch that? This bill spins out over several years. But the tax provisions, well, they will take effect immediately. So we are going to get our money from the taxpayers now. CNN with a little journalism. I know that's got to eat away at people like Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy and some of the others who are all in for carrying water for the Democrats. We shall see. The phones are open, as I said, always open. 888-630-9625. Jim is in Gainesville. Jim, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, love your shows.
Thank you.
I've noticed that Joe Manchin, in answering questions after he supported the Inflation Reduction Act, has been very surly to any questions, and I think that's because he knows it's a bad deal. He must have finally read the bill. But I'm just wondering if he plans to retire and doesn't care at this point. But my former home state is Nebraska, and we had a senator years ago named Ben Nelson.
Yeah.
And he did something similar on a spending bill that became nicknamed the Cornhusker Kickback. And he never recovered from that, and his career was over at that point. But anyway, I'm very disappointed with Senator Manchin. I think he, you know, supported the bill for whatever reason and then realized that it doesn't do anything good for the country or for his state. And that's why he's so surly in answering questions about it.
Well, you know, he's the guy who is going to take the blame. So his reputation in history, and up until this point, he was a guy that many of us believe that was saving the republic. He was the guy that was behind all of the statements. I even have a montage of people saying we shouldn't raise Democrat people saying we shouldn't raise taxes in an inflationary situation during a recession, especially. And now he's faced with the reality that the bill that he pushed through, that he made the deal with the devil, Chuck Schumer, is now not going to do anything for the rest of this year and all of next year. And he faces re-election in 2024. So maybe, Jim, he's doing the political calculus on this and thinking about it. So it's a good point. Very good point. I will watch his surliness and maybe we'll create a Manchin surliness index to see. But for him to say, why would it, to a reporter, why would the Inflation Reduction Act reduce inflation? It's just insane. Thank you, sir. Glad you're there.
Thank you.
Talking about inflation and the cost, Bob is in Ohio listening to the Chris Plant Show. Bob, thanks for calling. You have a perspective on the price of fuel?
Yes. Good morning. People are missing the real point here. Gasoline is going down, slightly, but going down.
Yeah.
They're feeding that canard to the American people through all of their media outlets that they are have in their back pocket. But the point everyone's missing is diesel's going up. Diesel fuel is going way up. Now, everything you get, everything you buy, comes to you from a diesel truck. Drivers on those highways bringing it to you, to your grocery stores, to your hardware stores, to your clothing stores. The price of diesel is going up. The petroleum industry isn't losing a dime by dropping gasoline prices down 20% because diesel's gone up in the opposite direction. You're being sold a bill of goods by these Democrats, and if you buy into it, if you elect another Democrat to public office, look in the mirror and call yourself stupid. How's that?
Bob, you left out one category in the people that rely on diesel more than they rely on regular gasoline. That's farmers. And if the diesel cost to the farmers adds to the cost of the food that we all consume, which will then add to the inflationary costs because the diesel on the trucks that deliver the food is adding to it as well. And that's a really important point. We have seen a pause in the increase of inflation. We have not seen a reduction in inflation. All we've seen is a reduction in the, it's like saying, hey, I'm spending $1,000 too much every month. And then the next month you only spend $900 too much and you want everybody to give you a medal. It's not true and it's not reality. But thank you for the perspective, Bob. You're absolutely right. Anyone who elects a Democrat going forward, because Democrats are the only people who supported this ironically named Inflation Reduction Act, then you have yourself to blame for that. Thank you, Bob. Bruce is in Lake Anna, Virginia. I don't know Lake Anna, but it sounds like a beautiful place. Bruce, welcome to the Chris Plant Show with Opelka in.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call and great show. I really appreciate it.
Thank
I just
you.
Had a question, and I admit that I am not completely knowledgeable at this, but I am paying a little attention. Basically, it's come to my attention that there are certain states in the South that, because of their history, as appropriately that they did, you know, suppress the black vote and things like that, which is reprehensible and needed to be corrected. One of the remedies that the government had was that they imposed some still in effect effects on their voting laws, and we've come to learn this in this new era of how the votings have been going. And so my question is that now that the Supreme Court is getting aggressive in trying to reestablish the Second Amendment, and the states like, for example, California, just constantly, blatantly thwarting these rulings, that isn't there some remedy or isn't there some consequence that will or should go on to like a state like California that they will then have imposed upon them certain restrictions, like they can't pass a law on the Second Amendment unless it's been approved by Congress or something like that?
Well, we do have the 10th Amendment, which allows the states to kind of manage themselves. But at the same time, the Supreme Court has spoken quite loudly in the case just decided, which kind of shut down New York, and saying that you cannot put unreasonable restrictions on gun ownership, which is what New York City and New York State was doing. New York City's a mess anyway. But by doing that, they kind of tell states like California and my old home state of Illinois that you can't put unjust or undue hurdles in front of someone who wants to express their Second Amendment right. There will be local situations where people can say, oh, we don't want firearms in here in these buildings, that could be fought or could be argued. But overall, I think we're headed to a strong position on the Second Amendment. And if a state like California, which has some pretty tough laws, tries to restrict it, they will come into they will run afoul of that Second Amendment decision, which basically says you can't do what New York was doing, and that's put up unfair hurdles in front of people. And gun ownership is still on the rise. Democrats are the best salespeople for gun ownership in this country. But there are interesting new groups. You know, we saw in the last couple of years during the summers of rioting, we saw many people of color, black and brown people, getting their legally licensed and registered guns. And I support that completely. I also want you to get trained. Make sure you get fully trained. It's just smart. But now there's a new study out that shows the latest group are Asian Americans. More on that and more on the stuff that we have in the headlines today. We still have to get to some of the craziness Liz Cheney came up with. And Joe Biden coughing in his hand and then shaking everybody's hand at the bill signing. What is he thinking? If he can think. It's Opelka in for Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
It is the Chris Plant Show on a Wednesday. Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant as he is midway in either his travel through Alaska or his astronaut training program, which could be in Alaska, as we discussed earlier. So many things to get to today. Details on what Liz Cheney said last night, how much of it was true. She had a television producer with her and a camera crew. Why would you need the former head of ABC News there, the guy who's producing the January 6th committee circus? We'll get into that. She was on the Today Show earlier as well. And we have some select clips from that. O.J. Simpson's endorsement of Liz Cheney. Was that what killed her chances of being reelected? See what I did there. We have some news about a man who has just been appointed the first period dignity officer. Now, again, these are like the diversity, equity, and inclusion vice presidents at universities, which pay well over $150,000 a year on average at universities around the country. This is in Scotland, where somebody really didn't anticipate the fact that at least half of the country would lose its mind if you appoint a man as the, quote, period dignity officer. I know the term mansplaining is used a lot, but in this case, I think this was a really bad idea, Scotland. A really bad idea. It's woke enough to have a position called the period dignity officer, but to appoint a man as the first person to hold that job is only asking for an avalanche of anger to come down upon you. Oh, dear God. We will have details as they arise on that. And the disgraced former governor of New York, remember the guy who used state labor to write his book about what a wonderful job he did managing the pandemic in New York, where tens of thousands of seniors died because of his policies, where they shoved the most vulnerable people together in dense housing situations. Yeah, he used state funds to write the book. He got $5.1 million. It was put on hold. He won his case. How can that even happen? Much more ahead. It's Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on the Chris Plant Show.
You
met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.